Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show here for episode 62. That was a very RP-centric episode.
It was
a lot of indeed. Fun. We had a little bit of the Magician Bros towards the end, Dan. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. And then the entire first half was basically just like, I think probably, in my opinion, like one of the best RP'd scenes of just like swapping character conversations back and forth between the four of us that we've had on the show before. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I think
I live for those scenes like me and Berg had, like just having a conversation, but having the feeling of really connecting character to character it's rare.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful when it happens.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we should probably start even before that with what happened to Max and his hammer. Congratulations. You got your hammer back and it's new and improved. Woo! It seems.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah, is it the same in combat? Do we know, Adam? Or do we have no idea?
Okay. I mean, the thing was the apology, and because you had it for such a long time in a period where there wasn't a lot of like downtime or like goal oriented behavior, in the same way the hammer could have the apology could have been unlocked additional powers. It could have sort of grown with you. But I just never had the chance. So it's still a +2 hammer, but there's more to it that you can
unlock. Kind of build. Cool.
Yeah. Now it looks all crazy and crystalline, I guess.
Yeah. Does it? I keep thinking of like, this is a really, I can't believe I actually have this in my memory to pull as a reference. Does it look like, Adam, feel free to Google. Does it look like Hammer of the Naru?
Yeah. So, well, I mean, that's what I said in the totally. Yes, that's precisely. So
I don't know how I remember that item.
Yeah, I was like, it looks like a Draenei hammer, and this is pretty much the jam I was thinking of. Yeah,
very much like that. That this is how bad. I have not seen or thought about that hammer in multiple years.
This is World of Warcraft.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
And there's some art of like a Vindicator, concept art of a Vindicator holding one with the little floaty bits of crystal is pretty much what I was envisioning. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. This right here is what your reference. I can just show it on stream. Cause why not?
I saw it. I saw the thing, but yeah.
Well, I'll show it for the audience. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They can Google. They've already Googled it at this point.
Look at that thing.
Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of. Yep.
Yeah.
Or this good one. This is a good one too.
Oh God.
Yeah, so it's become reformed. It's this new thing, this new smasher, and it resonates with a psychic energy. So
Emperor Faye's soul somewhere is just like he like shuddered as it changed.
Yeah,
yeah. What are you doing?
I wonder where he went or even what happened to him. Cause that wasn't really. I don't know. Maybe all the souls are lost in heaven, and that's where it went. Someone else took over.
So, I mean, Emperor Fei's soul wasn't in the hammer. It was just a hammer of his.
That's true.
His soul was his.
I mean, he's been around a long time, and he's like kind of a hero, so it's possible he's become one with the fountain, right? He might have finished the path of samsara and become, one with the universe. That's the ultimate goal, anyway.
Adam, this might not be a question you can answer, but was what happened a result of being put in the fountain when we put the hammer in the fountain?
Yeah, definitely. The stuff that's happening with the hammer definitely has an impact or has been impacted by that.
That's right, it does, Max. It's the best idea ever.
It does matter. It is relevant.
The smartest turtle, Max, ever.
so smart. What a smart turtle.
RPing for you has just been like exercising your brain. You know, you're getting smarter because you're embodying Sally Hoffa.
Well, now I'm playing the wizard now exactly how I played the other wizard, where it's literally just sit there and think of like the most outlandish thing possible, throw it out, and see if somehow the game mechanic can make any sense of what I'm trying to do.
See if it sticks.
Yeah.
That's a great way to approach it. It's totally a good way to approach
it. That's why I was like, I think I'm going to shrink Ramus, but it might go bad because if he hits him, he might do more damage, or he might pull him inside the cage because he could fit him between the bars. Like I was potentially thinking that might be really bad. but it worked out. It was good. I had a lot of fun with that. Yeah, Berg, any more thoughts on the hammer or the conversation that happened with the thing inside you, et cetera, et cetera? You want to expand on any of that?
No, I was just super excited to be able to be attuned to it, and also this whole new, you know, like traveler that's, you know, attached himself to Berg and made himself known, you know, is like that it's not inherently bad necessarily. It could be bad. I mean, there's always kind of a price to pay in D&D, so I'm, you know, but it doesn't seem like it's the Mara, right? It's whatever it is a little different. Yeah, some other thing. So that's why Berg kind of like waited out, and he's like, okay, all right. Then I could use some help. But yeah, it's great to be able to have that a powerful, strong weapon again and not have to lug a stupid giant hammer around that's weighs a shit ton.
Yeah.
It's boosted his spirits for sure after all the shit they've gone through. And also it was cool interacting and RPing a little bit with obviously with Kalamat too, but just interacting with the orcs and even just learning and watching you guys, you know, have interactions with them. That was really cool.
Yeah, I would think as a character, it's probably, like you said, uplifting spirits wise, just to see your friends interacting with other orcs. And there's like, there's no slavery. There's no like negative thing attached to any of this. You're like having a giant feast with them and you're just,
we're all cool.
Yeah. You know? You're just hanging out with other orcs. So that was probably a feel good moment for the character. Kalamat, you took some extracurricular activities this episode.
You did some negotiating.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so happy that I could put my skills to work. No. One of my, like, this didn't come out like in the character, like when I first started playing and stuff, but one of my, like, they have the personality traits, ideals, bonds, all that kind of stuff. And my flaw that I picked was I can't resist a pretty face.
Nice.
And that kind of translates into like, if there's a chance to get laid, I'll take it.
Yeah, totally. Like, why not? Right.
And that's why I was asking, like, would in orc culture, would she be considered like a catch and that kind of stuff? And that would like, being I'm the only one of my race that I've ever met, I have to, like, if I want to get, to put it crudely, if I want to get my dick wet,
yeah,
you know, I got to make concessions that are outside of my particular species.
Sure.
Right.
And that's why, kind of why I made that, like, is she attractive? Would I be attractive? So, and the answer came back yes. So I was like, let's do this. And I was really excited.
You need to go to baddragon.com and figure out which one's most like your characters.
I didn't know
that was a sponsorship deal.
Oh, I brought a prop with me for the live show, guys, in case
Kelly not approved.
Yeah. He'll just like flip it up in the air like a water bottle, then it'll just stick to the top of the TV, balance out itself. That'd be great. Yeah. Please do that,
Zeke. Oh, that's what that is. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that's what that was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now I know what Bad Dragon is. All right.
Exactly. Yeah. Max, I'm looking at different hammers, by the way, to see if there's one that we could, a purple hammer to get here. We might be able to work some out. We might be able to get you a purple hammer.
I still need my golden triangle hat.
That's true.
Yeah, right. We just need to, get somebody on Etsy to make you something that has a golden triangle in the center and then just like maybe like the sun behind him, you know, and just like some cool, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
And then you're going to hate it because it'll be uncomfortable and you have to wear it for 8 hours.
For sure. For sure. Yeah.
Say what you want about the sexy cat cosplay, but it was comfy.
It's true. Yeah. Zeke, sorry, we cut you off. Anything to expand on the sexual prowess of one Kalamat Alfida?
No. I just had a lot of fun RPing that out a little bit, and it was kind of nice that I didn't really have to make a whole bunch of rolls. I didn't have to do the persuading is the thing. I just had to do the performing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you made a persuasion roll, but you just have a +10 in that. So like
the persuasion roll was the, the persuasion roll was the like in exchange for this.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. That's what that was.
You would have gone for it either way. You were just like, yeah, but also can you like give my friend some stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. But it was just so much fun to like, you know, my skills to put them to use.
Right.
So like that. It's always nice to feel useful and utilized.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dan, for you, we kind of talked a little bit about the magical broing out, but,
Yeah, that was a ton of fun. Like
Yeah,
what? The wizard and the cleric working together to use each other's spells together to do something greater than the sum of their parts.
I think my favorite part of that entire interaction is we stayed within the idea and the realm of the show and role playing, but we still talked about spells in a mechanical manner. Where we could make things work. Like, well, I need to touch him. Can you perhaps paralyze him or, you know, make something happen here?
We need to hold this person so I can remove his curse.
Yeah, exactly. That was fun because it was believable as well. I had a lot of fun with that stuff.
A good challenge. Yeah.
We almost sealed the deal too with making it look like it was all them, because I don't want to like fuck up their entire belief system.
I knew you guys were going to fuck that up.
Well, I saw a lot of people in chat like asking. Everyone in chat was like, why are they trying to hide that they just did that? I was like, I don't want to fuck up their belief system.
I was worried a little bit about like, she's a witch, burn her.
Yes, that too. Yeah.
That also possible. Yeah.
But yeah, besides the stuff that happened towards the end, I think, Ramus, you got a cool thing from... from heaven, or a bad thing, I guess, really, how you look at it. They're not listening anymore, or something. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, it's something weird going on. Yeah.
That was probably the most fun little like reveal for me. Like you asked, you're like, dear God, give me an answer, and God's like, nope.
Yeah, I mean that was also Zeke as well. To be honest, Zeke was the one asking it, but
Zeke, no, I was so like, I was actually nervous to open that thing. I was like, oh God, what's it going to say? Yeah. And then when you read what it said, I went, it's stunning. I was speechless and crestfallen all at once.
Yeah. The spell says that like deities aren't omniscient, so they don't like know everything. They can only know what they know. And this is either something they don't know or there's something wrong in heaven. Like, we don't know what.
Right.
For some reason, they couldn't tell us right now.
Yeah. And as a person, as a actual individual, I kind of feel like the fucking Stairway to Heaven and whatever reached its point, so to speak, and they're fucking waging war, or it might be the tower as well. The tower might also be destroying the city. I'm not sure. That was, I think, something that was told to Berg by Hassan, so.
Yeah, and we as the players saw the scene about where Bowder is with some person with Anne's character doing something, and they're going to do something in heaven or attack heaven or some way
Yeah, there's that comic right there kind of depicting the scene, which I think was great. It's just made on the fly. Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
That was so good. He's like, bye.
What I love about Merrick's fan art is that rather than draw the characters, he just draws the players. So Zeke being like, what was thing? And me delivering the message like an angel.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, that was Merrick Bentusi on Twitter. MARIKBENTUSI for those that want to go see it in higher resolution.
And immediately after that happened, I typed in chat. I was like, Adam is just determined not to let me do this.
You have gotten kind of screwed by a lot of different things. I was glad that the, you know, your whole wanting of horses scene got to play out, because it was the first thing that in a while that's actually been like a positive outcome. For sure.
Yeah.
And that'll also help us, I think, in the live show as well. Just being able to traverse the desert a little bit quicker and a little bit faster and easier with having all that stuff. So Adam, what about you? Anything that stuck out or want to bring up?
The whole thing is a delight. Like, I just love, I make stuff up and then I just kind of reel it out to you. There was a bunch of stuff for folks who watched my prep for that episode. There's a bunch of stuff that I didn't end up using, which is great because I can just pick it up and tuck it away in my pocket and we can use it again later. It was good. It was interesting to do this sort of desert bits leading up to the show, because I wanted to kind of reveal some information and build that tension. And I think it worked out all right. I'm excited to show off the big reveal when you get there. And I think everybody's excited to find out like why the smoke, what's happening, where there's smoke is fire, what's going on.
Right. Yeah. So, that'll be super fun. Was there anything else you guys want to mention before we end the show and we'll continue on at the live show? I think we're good.
No, that was good. Solid show. Yeah. Excited for it was a good. I think it was a good setup too for the live show as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm super stoked for it. So, At the live show, we'll be doing some post-show videos as well. We'll see if we do... I don't know what we'll do in terms of actual... Because the set's, like, done. This is the last show at that house after this. So we'll probably do some stuff, but we'll figure out what that is. But there's definitely content coming to Patreon besides just the post-show of us on Saturday. So that's going to do it, though, for this video. Thanks, everyone, so much for watching and supporting once again. And we'll be using your money Saturday. So come check it out, 1 o'clock Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you then. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Bye.